Welcome to Job Tales, the show where we find out about different professions from the people who know. This week is a special edition. I don't usually tie my episodes to a specific time of the year, but because of an event taking place next week for future young professionals, I am talking to a student at EPFL, Théodore Decaux, who is in the organizing committee of the EPFL Forum. Taking the opportunity, I therefore interview for the first time a student and explore job tales from the flip side, so from the perspective of my own listeners. So a bit of a special edition today, as we are with Théodore Decaux, who is a student, so he's not yet in the job market. However, he's working in the organization of a very interesting and very big forum at the EPFL in Lausanne. Théodore, can you tell me what you do?
So I'm startup relation in EPFL Forum, which is the largest recruitment fair in Europe for students. And we are an association. So we are a committee of 20 persons organizing each year this event.
This event. So it's a forum where students can come and see, you know, what they're expecting at EPFL or...
Yes, exactly. So in fact, we have 134 startups on the Tuesday, for example. Mm-hmm. And then we also have a lot of companies and students from EPFL or other schools can come to find a job or an internship. It depends what they are looking for.
And so you're talking about over 100 startups. Is it all that there is at the EPFL, or there's also other companies that are looking for engineers?
There are also other companies looking for engineers.
Ah, okay. So what's the goal of the forum?
The goal of the forum is to help students of EPFL and other schools to go into the professional life more easily.
Is it really catered for the EPFL students, or can any other student, like engineer from other schools,
come? Any other students can come and find a job at the EPFL Forum.
Oh, awesome. How long does it last?
It lasts 1 week. You have 1 day for the ONGs. You have 1 day for the startups, and then you have 2 days for the companies. And they can organize workshops or conferences to present themselves, to present their projects, and to offer employments or internships.
Okay. So how does the exchange work between the students and the professionals?
Oh, in fact, each startup or each company has a booth, and then with people from the company or the startup, and then the students just walk between the booths and ask questions and, yeah, take info of the companies.
So you are a student at EPFL?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. What do you study?
I study microengineering. I'm into my third year of bachelor, and then I will do 2 years of master, but I don't know which one yet.
So that's, for me, interesting because, you know, I do this podcast for people like you, you know, for students and young people who are either still studying or already in the job market and don't know what to do. So what would you want to hear from a podcast about a profession if you had the opportunity to ask for any questions to a professional?
I think I would ask what led you to this job and how did you manage to get this job? And also, do you like it, or is it a nice job, or do you want to do something else? And if you want to do something else, what are your plans for after, maybe?
It's very interesting because, you know, I never get to speak personally to the students. So if you could pick a professional, you know, who would you like to interview today?
Today, probably, maybe it's a bit cliche, but I would like to talk with Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, to learn more about the company, because I think it's one of the biggest company and one of the most innovative company. So yeah, I would be interested in working for Apple.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So if I ever get to Tim Cook, can you give me 2 questions that I can ask him next time I see him, if I ever see him?
Yeah, I will ask probably, yes, the same as before. How did you manage to get there? What do you need to get there? What competences, what skills do you need? And also, how is it to be the CEO of Apple, one of the biggest brands in the world?
Okay. So going back now, because there's many ways to find a job. And I think when you're an engineer, of course, there's many avenues opening up. And how would you go about, you know, looking for your next job, you know, if you finish in 2 years time, let's say, or 2.5 or so, where are you going to look?
I think the EPFL form is a great opportunity. I know many friends that are looking for a job will be coming to EPFL form to find a job. So I will start from here. And then, well, I know when you go out of EPFL, you have maybe 4 or 5 offers from companies. So I think it will be okay. And maybe talk to my friends. We are already in companies and ask them, how is it? Is there a job for me? Is there an internship? So yeah.
Okay. And your, let's say, your dream job would be?
Well, my dream job for the beginning, I would say maybe McKinsey or Apple. I like both of these companies. Mm-hmm. And then maybe since I know a bit of the startup ecosystem and I really like it, maybe build my own startup later. Mm-hmm. So yes, I have to.
The startup about?
I don't know yet, but something about technologies.
Because microengineering, what do you do exactly?
We do general stuff. We do mathematics, physics. We do also coding. We can do also mechanical construction. We have several different classes. And so, it's general section, I would say.
Okay, because if I look at, you know, how did you come to this branch? Like you said, okay, one day you wake up and I want to do microengineering. What took you there?
I was looking to go for EPFL. I didn't know which section, in fact. And I was looking for the most general, since I didn't know what kind of jobs I wanted to do. I was looking for the most general section, and it was microengineering. Because I know the name looks specific,
yeah.
But in fact, I think it's maybe the one that can open up to many places.
So let's say you study microengineering, what can you become afterwards?
I know that many students from microengineering go to watches, to work in watches, like with Rolex or Patek Philippe. Mm. And there are many booths at the EPFL Forum, by the way. And you can also do aviation. I mean, it also depends on the master that you choose. Because with bachelor in microengineering, you can choose all the masters you want, but you just need the grades to do so. And you can do several masters.
So you could be working in, you know, making components of aircraft?
Yes, exactly. You could be making components on aircraft. You could be, as I said, working with watches to do the micro details. Mm. You could also work with Apple.
Meaning with the actual phones and the components of the phone.
The components and
so everything that's micro, basically.
Exactly.
Is it also nanotechnology that have to do with that? Could you branch into nanotechnology?
Yes, I think after a master of microengineering, you can go to a nanotechnology. I'm not some 100% sure about this, but I think so.
So when you said, like, I would like to work for Apple or McKinsey, how do you envision yourself to be there? Like, what kind of profession would you have there? What would be your title? What would be your job on a daily basis?
At McKinsey, I would like to be a general consultant because I don't have a specific interest, I would say, but I would like to have a panoramic vision of what happens in the world. And so that would be my first job that I would like at McKinsey.
And what do you think, you know, on the flip side, what would an employer expect from you when you are at the, you know, you're doing your first job interview? Mm-hmm. What do you think the other person would be expecting from you in order to hire you?
In order to hire me, I think they are looking for someone rigorous, someone that can take difficult decisions, that can support stress as well, and be maybe take initiatives.
You know, since you are still a student and you haven't done any professional job, how do you see the world of the grown-ups, let's say? Like, how do you perceive us, you know, professionals working and, you know, very frantically every day? How do you find yourself compared to the professionals of today?
In fact, I know that maybe it can scare a bit the after all, but in fact, I think I'm going to like it because you can be focused on what you like. If you choose the right job for you, you can be focused on what you like. And sometimes at EPFL, for example, there are classes that I don't like, and I hope in my job I will like what I do
okay.
at 100%. So yeah, I would be pretty happy.
Very happy. Okay. You won't have to study anymore.
Exactly.
Or let's say not in an academic scenario. So is there any myth that you have, you know, or that you know about, you know, a perception of a student towards the professional life? Like what kind of myth do you expect to see?
So the myth is maybe what I talk about liking everything in your job. I think it's not always the case.
Okay.
Liking study, finally. But yeah, another myth will be to have the perfect life with the right job, with taking the right decision always. I know it's not always the case. So maybe I will have to face that, yes.
Okay. And is there anything else, like a source of information that you have in order to make the proper choice in your life and today, you know, where you're standing? Do you think you have enough information to pick profession?
To pick the right job? Yeah, I think the APFL for the afterlife or the job is doing a really great job. We have conferences with alumni of EPFL. We also have, the EPFL forum. We can learn a lot there. And also, I think you have to do your own research. If you're clear on what you want to do, make some researches, ask EPFL alumni and ask your friends where you're working.
What do you find is the most useful from the forum in that week for you? You've done other forums before?
Yes, okay. I have done other forums, but it's the first time that I'm a committee to organize the forum. And the last year it was really interesting, in fact, to talk with ex-EPFLs who went to this kind of company. I met someone from McKinsey, I met someone from Rolex, and they can talk about their experiences and how they got to this job. So yes, that's really nice to have someone from EPFL advising you.
Who did you talk to? Like, what kind of jobs did they have?
So at McKinsey, there was a general consultant that did electric bachelor, mm-hmm. which is close to microengineering bachelor. Also at Rolex, I talked to a manager. I can't remember exactly his position, but yes, I know they were from EPFL, and to have their background, it really helped me to maybe visualize myself in this kind of job.
Now that you have some experience in the forums, what do companies expect from the students once they come out of into the job market?
In fact, they expect them to have internship experiences, but sometimes we don't have the time to do it before we get to the market. And they also look for really good grades, and also I think for stability. I mean, maybe a sports in competition or something, someone rigorous, someone that can adapt to the new job, I think.
Yeah, that's interesting. So basically they're looking for superheroes. Someone who has experience and has good grades. And do you find that challenging, or you think that that is feasible?
I think that's competitive. If you want to go to the best companies, of course, there will be other candidates, but you have to work until you get there, I think.
What could a student do to achieve that goal, you know, to be everything and being good at everything?
I think I will say organization, but it's really hard to find the right organization to have also like the excellence in studies and in sports and doing internships or maybe summer internships when you want to go to holidays with your friends.
Okay.
So you have to make the
be
right
disciplined.
Choices and be disciplined, I think. But it takes a lot of time, and I know I'm not there yet.
Okay. Have you done an internship yourself?
I have done one, yes, in a startup. And I have to say it really helped me for this current job to know how it feels like to be in a startup. I have been able to understand better the needs of the CEO for the startups, for the EPFL forum, what they are looking for in a student. So, yes, it was a really nice experience.
Excellent. Is there any challenge that you see students facing or young people facing when they just before they get onto the job market?
maybe some of them don't really want to quit studies because, I mean, it's a pretty safe space, the EPFL campus, you're with all your friends, and it's a new life to begin, so maybe it can scare some of them.
Mm. And is that why people maybe pick a PhD or continue to do maybe another year of specialization? Do you think that?
Yes, that could be the case. I think that some of them, it's the case, but also some PhD want to go further on their classes interests. So yeah, I think there are two cases.
Is there any exchange between the PFL and other technology institutes in the world?
Yes, exactly. In fact, on the third year, you have an exchange. If you get the grades for, you can have an exchange with other universities all around the world, in Europe and also all around the world. It depends on your grade.
Okay. And does the university help you to choose those other institutes, or do you need to do the homework yourself?
You need to do the homework yourself, and you also have limited places for students, so you have to get the best grades to be sure to have the one university that you like. The APFL also organizing meetings with students to inform them about the exchange, etc. So that's a good support as well, for sure.
Tell me like one positive and one negative about working life, you know, from a student perspective, like when you look up or, you know, not necessarily up, but let's say ahead of you, what are the two points that you would say are positive and negative?
For the positive point, as I said before, is to really be focused on one thing that you like and work for it and success in it. And the negative thing is maybe starting a new life, because all your friends from school, they go abroad, they go in other university, they go for other jobs, and yeah, maybe start again your life.
Okay, so maybe you have to have a new set of friends, or you move to a new city, and okay.
Exactly.
Could that be a bit scary for you, or?
Yes, I think it can be, but I think if I really like the job, I will find a way to adapt to the environment.
Okay. Do you think that for you a university degree is important? When you had the choice whether you're going to continue your studies or you were going to find a job, what drove you to the university path?
Oh, well, because I think when you get the degree of university, you can go further in your career. Instead of when you start a job without a degree, maybe you will stay at the same position without getting the chance to evolve. So yeah, that's why. And also in the university, it's where you meet all your friends, all your network, and it's also where, even if you don't like the classes, you can get structure, mental structure, and to be more efficient and have a really good work methods, I would say.
Okay, that's very interesting. So what would you say are the top two advantages of studying at the university, post-secondary studies?
Yes, I will say, in fact, I see it as a passport to go to the companies, to the best companies. You have to get a university degree. Maybe you can get there without, but it would be more difficult for sure.
So tell me a little bit about your job right now, because, you're getting your experience in event organization, basically, right? What do you do exactly within the committee that organizes the forum?
So I'm Startup Relation Manager here. So I'm organizing the Innovation Night, which is a conference that we organize every year. This year it will be with Volocopter on the future of aviation, because they are building electric drone taxis for the Olympic Games of 2024. So I think it will be passionate for really interesting for a lot of students. Yeah, so yes, I hope we will have plenty of students to this conference. And also I'm organizing the Startup Day, which is the day where all the startups come and propose internships or job offers to students during the week of the EPFL forum. Yes, and I'm also working with one co-worker, Louis Cavignier, and the president, Louis Lefebvre. We are a trio and we want to success together.
How many people are organizing the forum in total?
In the committee, we are 20 people and they all have their own roles. We have different poles, different branches. We have startups, we have companies. We have design, we have social media, and also students' relations. And for the events, also, we are organizing a lot of events. So, yeah, we have different pools.
And how many exhibitors are you expecting and visitors?
Last year, I think it was around 20,000 students coming during the week. So yes, it was a really good year. We hope to do more this year.
Even more.
Yes. But our numbers are growing, looking back at the year, because we did a record on startup. We have now 134 startups, and also in companies, I think we have 210 companies. So we are doing better every day, and yeah, that's great.
Fantastic. Well, I wish you all the best for the forum. And thank you very much for this lovely interview.
Thank you.
A flipped from the student perspective. And if there's any other, you know, thought or wish or hello you would like to say, yeah, please go ahead.
Yes, thanks a lot for this interview. I really liked talking about the student vision because I listened to the other podcast and it was already professional ones. I really like them and I think it's interesting as well to get a student vision on all this.
Yes, and I think maybe I'll do more like this in order to have more exchange and then mm-hmm. being able to be also more useful because that's... we do it for the young people, and this is important, you know.
Well, I hope this interview will help all the students to find the right job.
The right job. Well, thank you very much.
Well, I didn't know, but EPFL Forum is Europe's largest recruitment fair organized by students, and it will take place from the 9th to the 13th of October 2023 in Lausanne, Switzerland. I wish to say that any reference to events or web links that I do in my podcast is at my own discretion only. They're not sponsorships, they're links and events that help listeners go further in their research for their best suited job. Voilà! So enjoy!